A new bill in the state legislature would expand Wisconsin's definition of veteran to include Hmong soldiers who fought alongside the U.S. military in the Vietnam War. That would make them eligible for some state benefits like education grants, financial aid, and funeral honors. Here's the author of the bill, State Senator Jennifer Schilling, talking about the effort earlier this month.
They were heroes. They were fighting alongside the U.S. Troops that were there in the Vietnam War. And so it is time, and I think it's appropriate that we extend those veteran benefits, if it's education, if it's housing, if it's employment, tax status.
Wisconsin would be one of the first states to offer those types of benefits, and Hmong veterans are not currently recognized at the federal level. Chia Yuyi Vang is a professor of history at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. She's the director of the school's Hmong Diaspora Studies Program and authored the book Fly Until You Die, An Oral History of Hmong Pilots in the Vietnam War. WPR host Keely Baltina talked with her earlier today.
This new bill extends some benefits to Hmong veterans by actually redefining what a veteran is. How did Hmong people work with U.S. forces during the Vietnam War?
So the ways in which Hmong were involved was that, indeed, if you really look at it, the Hmong were the United States foot soldiers in Laos. I mean, not just Hmong. There were other ethnic groups that were a part of the pro-American forces. But many Hmong, as you know, were only here in the United States because of the U.S. secret war in Laos. So Hmong men and boys were recruited to be foot soldiers from 1961 to 1975. I mean, the war ended for the United States in 1973 with the peace agreement, but for the people in Southeast Asia, it didn't end until 1975. So an estimated over a little bit over, you know, 30-something thousand soldiers served in the war. And so many were trained by American advisors. Laos was a neutral country, so the trainings initially just took place in Thailand. And Hmong who became pilots, you know, were also trained in Thailand. But the advisors, American advisors, worked with them, directed them in Laos, especially in the northeastern part of the country. So that's how the Hmong were, the war, their involvement was paid for, trained by the United States.
So it was this sort of partnership between the Hmong who were not American soldiers, but who were soldiers on behalf of America.
I think that's a very, very fair way for us to think about this now. I mean, as most clandestine, you know, operations go, they're pretty secretive, so most people don't understand the nature of it. And even I think the people themselves at the time didn't understand all of what they were agreeing to get into. But absolutely, they were the foot soldiers because I think all of the activities on Lao territory were very much in direct support of the larger war in Vietnam, where Americans sent, you know, close to 3 million, you know, soldiers to the larger war in Vietnam. But in Laos, it was mostly local people that were, like the Hmong, that were trained by the U.S. So, indeed, you know, many Hmong men and boys were they were willing to die for this U.S. nation that before they even set foot on U.S. soil. So, indeed, they were American foot soldiers.
And what we do know is that war is horror. What does the U.S. owe Hmong allies who fought in Vietnam?
I don't know if owe is, you know, the word I want to use, but I think that it's important to recognize the significant impact that the war had on the Hmong people then and now, for the enduring, lasting impact emotionally for many Hmong people, especially veterans, is indescribable when you think about it. And so they may not be wounded physically, so we can see, but many are wounded spiritually, emotionally, that sometimes you don't see these scars until, you know, they kill themselves or something drastic happens. So I think that the United States, again, I don't know if always the right word, but I think that the U.S. should recognize the sacrifice that Hmong people in general who came to the United States made on behalf of the United States. Again, it's because we were, paid for, trained by the United States. It wasn't something that we sought. It was something that the U.S. representatives came to offer. So I think that there has to be that recognition. And I know that over the years, there have been various recognitions at the federal level, various recognition at the state level and local level as well. And numerous monuments or war memorials have been built across the country to recognize their sacrifices. But I think for the many, many veterans that I know and have worked with and have interviewed across the country for my different books that I've written, there is the sense of being still abandoned, even though they are physically here in the United States.
Chia Yu-Yu Vang is director of the Hmong Diaspora Studies Program at UW-Milwaukee, and we're talking about a new bill introduced in Wisconsin's legislature that would include Hmong veterans who fought with the U.S. military during Vietnam as veterans. Chia, the proposal in Wisconsin includes offering education grants and financial aid and funeral honors. Are these the sorts of things that you think Hmong veterans would appreciate from Wisconsin?
Absolutely. I think it's the right thing to do at this moment in time. And our state, you know, as you already know, you know, we have the third largest Hmong population in the country. And, you know, besides, you know, the funeral is very expensive for our community. Some of the access to education, I think that would be wonderful. I teach the Vietnam War. You know, I direct the Hmong Studies program, but I'm a history professor at UW-Milwaukee. So I teach the Vietnam War and other courses on U.S. history. I love that having auditors in my class, and I especially like having Vietnam veterans who have come to audit my class. I think, you know, the Hmong veterans, if they have access to these opportunities, I think it will be the right thing for us to do as a state.
Have we seen Hmong communities pushing for this, or is this something that is just kind of quietly simmering?
I think for many, many years, the advocacy for resources for the community, the recognition that has been sought at the federal level, it's not new. Many different groups have been fighting for this for a long time, and as you know, the result of the 2000 Hmong Veterans Naturalization Act, that was the work of, you know, many, many years before then until it became law at the time. So I think this act, this action from the Wisconsin legislature is a part of the larger, you know, history of the veterans and the community asking for formal recognition of their role during the Secret War in Laos. So I think the community is excited. The community has been talking to different legislators, and I know various members of the legislature, they are serving Hmong communities, and they hear the stories, they know this. So even if, you know, a couple of representatives are leading this effort at this legislature, they're not doing this in isolation. It is in direct response to their constituents who would like to see something like this happen for our community.
Could this effort, especially if it fails, I mean, I hear all of the excitement in your voice, but if this effort fails, could this cause real pain among Hmong veterans?
They have been very used to pain. They understand lots of disappointments. There have been many different efforts that, like right now, I'm excited that it's taking place, but we've been disappointed before. And the little gains that Hmong people have made in this country for the small recognitions here and there in different local communities has been very instrumental. But I think that something like this at the Wisconsin legislature, if this fails, I think it will be very difficult for especially those who were directly affected by, you know, the war, especially the veterans. Those of us who are children of those veterans, refugee children, we weren't veterans, but we inherit the trauma, the tensions, the sadness that they experienced. So as their children, I would be very disappointed if it failed to.
Beyond the state benefits that would be extended to Hmong veterans, how important is it just to have that official recognition of the work that they did during Vietnam?
It is so important. It's not just about money, right? I mean, many are trying hard to survive, and they have survived for the last 40-something years. So I think it's symbolic. I think it's very, very important for the U.S. at different levels to recognize, acknowledge their sacrifices. I think if this were to happen, the state would set a very important precedent for other states that have large Hmong populations. And I do want to say that the little gains that we've made, right, it had been Hmong people fighting very, very hard, but it had been legislators, policymakers, and community leaders in the mainstream community who have been our champions and who have you know, spearheaded these initiatives to make it happen at the state level and federal level too. So I am really excited. I hope that it does go through, but if it doesn't, we will be disappointed. But I think that's the good thing about living in this country is that we can try again.
Chia, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
Chia Yuyi Vang is a professor of history at UW-Milwaukee. She's also director of the school's Hmong Diaspora Studies program. She talked to WPR host Keely Baltina about a new bill that would extend some state benefits to Hmong veterans of the Vietnam War.